Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We have some big news. The FAA has stated that SpaceX is ready to go for the flight, and they're just waiting for the Fish and Wildlife Service to conclude their investigation into basically the water deluge system down at Starbase, Texas. Now, I want to show you some new stuff that just happened. Marcia Smith, who is spacepolicyonline.com. FAA just issued the statement regarding Starship. I was going to show you the statement, but she says it right here in this tweet, so there's no reason to show you the whole statement. She quotes it: "The FAA completed the safety review portion of the SpaceX Starship Super Heavy license evaluation on October 31st, but the Fish and Wildlife Service still needs to complete the environmental review before a license can be issued." And then Marcia added onto this: "I asked just to be sure if the only outstanding item is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service review, and FAA replied, SpaceX has completed all corrective actions as required by the mishap investigation report." That's 63 items that SpaceX had to complete. "And the environmental review is the last major element of the license evaluation process." Now, just a little bit ago, SpaceX loaded up Starship for a full wet dress rehearsal. That's basically loading up everything, the propellant, all the ground systems, all the people, all the fuel, everything in the Starship ready to go, but they didn't hit the launch button. It's ready to go. So all they're waiting on is this environmental review from the Fish and Wildlife Service. Now, this is the original FAA complete Starship safety review. This is the one that I reported on yesterday with the fun edit this out part of the video. I know I messed up. I didn't have time to edit it out. I was leaving the house, so I didn't have time to edit that out. So it was cut. It was funny. Okay. So I'm not a professional reporter over here sometimes. So you get what you get sometimes, right? So basically, the FAA completed the safety review portion of the SpaceX Super Heavy Starship license evaluation on October 31st. Safety review is focused on issues that affect public health and safety of property. I'm laughing because I forgot to edit that out. It consists of evaluating the applicant's safety organization, safety system safety processes, flight safety analysis, and quantitative risk criteria for launch, reentry, and vehicle disposal. Basically saying SpaceX's Starship is ready to go. The FAA is continuing to work with the environmental review around the environmental review as part of this environmental review. The FAA is consulting with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, USFWS, on an updated biological assessment under the Endangered Species Act. Basically, the new deluge system and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is debating on if the new deluge system is going to work with the environment at Starbase. So that's where we're at right now. And something that's really interesting that just happened, one of our own, the everyday astronaut, Tim Dodd, things are getting serious. "I'm heading down to Mars Studio B in the next week to help with final preparations to stream the second all-up flight test of Starship." Everyday astronaut is going down there. Things are getting serious. And look at this gear that he has. He has some incredible, incredible gear. He has a crane. Has this gigantic, the acid cam too. Look at that lens. Oh, you can't really see it. Can't really see it. Hold on. See if this will work. But anyway, you can't. Can't really see it. This lens is ginormous. Basically, Tim is saying that he's going down to Starbase. He's going to go down to Mars Studio B. Probably going to have some on-location videos from there. is going to have a live stream, 4K slow-mo capture with 3X telescopic trackers from three different angles. Tune into Tim. Tim's the man. So that's where we're at right now. It looks like everything's moving forward. So if Tim is confident that the Fish and Wildlife Service are going to get done with the review soon, I think we're in a good spot to say pretty much the same thing. So take that for what you will. I think we're in a good spot, and I think the launch is coming sometime soon. Let me know in the comments down below when you think it's going to happen. And once the FAA and the Fish and Wildlife Service approve SpaceX's environmental review, then it'll be time for the FAA to issue a launch license. But until then, SpaceX can't launch the rocket. I'm guessing, I don't think it's going to be mid. I think it's going to be a little bit later than the 15th. I think it'll probably be like, you know, the mid to late November timeframe. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service do have until February to get their review done. But it doesn't look like anybody in the know, is going to wait that long. So Tim is heading down to Texas. So keep your eyes peeled. I'll let you know if there's any more information out there. Make sure to subscribe if you've watched this long, because this is an important mission. The IFT2 mission is going to be...
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Fundamental for the future of the Starship program. If they can nail this, if they can make it all the way to Hawaii with the Starship, and if they can land the booster sort of okay in the Gulf of Mexico, this is going to push them forward so far. So also, I want to say thank you to everybody who's been supporting the show, everyone who's coming back to the show, and everyone who's been here for a long time. Thank you so much for that. And if you're new here, please hit the subscribe button, join our community. We have a Discord down below in the description. And that's about it for now. So I'll see you later, guys. Take care of yourselves and each other, and have a great day. Oh, it's snowing outside? What? Oh, no, no. Oh, winter has hit already. It is snowing. I thought we were going to get a little bit. It's dumping. Oh, man. Oh, Texas is so nice. Sounds so much better than snow right now. Okay. Bye, everybody.